Hey everyone, welcome back to The Process, where we talk about mental and physical well-being, spirituality, astrology, and self-love. Today we're going to be talking about the famous, the notorious Mercury retrograde. If you haven't been able to tell by your car breaking down, phone cutting out, miscommunication with your loved ones, and failed plans, we in it, baby. We in it. Although I'm making this video in February 2021, this information will be useful for any Mercury retrograde all year round, whenever, wherever. I have left timestamps in the description below as I've structured this video with an intro to what Mercury retrograde is and then steps on how to navigate through it in the most ease. Let's dive right in. So I hear some of you saying, what is Mercury retrograde exactly? I also hear a few people out there saying,
she's gonna blame it on Mercury retrograde again.
Shout out to my mum. I encourage you, especially if you're a skeptic, to pause this video and write a list of three or five things that have gone wrong in communication recently in your life. The reason I encourage you to do that is because each planet in astrology dictates and influences different aspects of our personality. Mercury is the planet of communication. Digital, face-to-face, intimate, friendships, business, intimate. Did I say intimate twice? Send some my way. So that planet being in retrograde, which means that it's actually turning slower on its orbit, means that all the things to do with that planet Mercury, so communication, logic, information, technology, are going slower and aren't really going the way that they usually would. So during Mercury retrograde, there's usually miscommunications, flights are cancelled, plans are cancelled, people are bailing on you that wouldn't usually bail on you, your phone is bugging out, your laptop is crashing, anything like that usually really heightens around Mercury retrograde. So if you did that little exercise and you're a skeptic, look back at that list right now and tell me Mercury retrograde isn't real. So I'll give you guys a personal example. I'm currently in the middle of signing a legal contract in the middle of Mercury retrograde. And I was sitting in this seat exactly, and I just didn't know how to articulate what it was I wanted to say next. My communication felt a lot slower than it usually did. I'm so eager to kind of finish this contract and get it all done, get it finished. I borderlined a panic attack because I was forcing myself to go at the usual speed that I would go during a time where it's not advised. It's not been advised for many years. So I didn't ride it that day, and then 2 or 3 days following, I was just having major anxiety. I wasn't myself because I was thinking about the contract and how I'm just not doing the right thing and everything's not going my way, until I finally accepted that it was Mercury retrograde and this wasn't a great time to be doing this. This may seem extreme to some of you, but I chose to take a week off from making a decision about that contract until Mercury retrograde ends, and I'm already feeling like my cup is so much more full by not forcing myself to go at that fast, communicative, logical speed that I can usually go at. Which brings me back to the exercise that I just told you to do. I hope that shows you that this isn't just some hippy dippy fairy stuff. This is real and it's affecting your life. So I hope that gave you a broad understanding of what Mercury retrograde is. I think it's important to at least have a bit of an idea of what it is before heading into healing and working with it. I can definitely go way deeper into what Mercury retrograde actually is, and if that's something you're interested in, please leave a comment down below. Otherwise, let's head right into the five tips that I have for you to ease through Mercury retrograde. Okay, number one is so important that if you don't do any of the others, I don't mind. But you need to do number one. It's a must. And that is slow the f down. So if you're trying to force something at the moment, I encourage you to give it 24 hours at least. Hopefully that's enough time for you to realize that it's not urgent and the only urgency that exists is within your mind. Nobody's expecting me to reply straight away. Nobody's expecting me to be on top of everything. It's all in my mind. Just accept it. Go slow. Take 5 minutes if you have it between meetings, between studying, just to be still. It's a hectic time, especially in the mind. The actual information is coming to you slower. So if you're trying to process it really quickly, it's just not a match and it's just gonna cause you so much anxiety. So honey, slow the f down. Number two is don't force things. Again, coming back to my analogy about my contract, I was really trying to force myself to get that done. If I had forced myself to get on that contract and sign that contract at a time where my entire being was telling me no, stop, I would have put my name, I would have signed on to something that was gonna be really difficult to come out of later on. This isn't saying that I'm not gonna sign on to the contract, it just means that I'm gonna allow for some time and I'm not gonna force myself to do something that doesn't feel right now. And you may find that in a lot of areas in your life, it really just requires you to not force it. More likely than not, if you force something during Mercury retrograde, you regret it later. That also ties into the lesson of regret though, no need to regret anything, but you just save yourself a little bit of difficult lessons. So a big indicator is if you're feeling anxiety and if you're just feeling like your whole body just is repulsing something, a big decision, a contract, something to do with communication, listen to your gut. It's in alignment with the rest of the universe. There's a planet out there talking to you, talking to your being. Listen to it. You're an intelligent being. Number three is welcome the shadows and self-reflection. Are you thinking about your ex? Getting really nostalgic and in your mind is pretty normal during Mercury retrograde. Again, because it's all about your mind, you can be prone to going into this file cabinet of all the thoughts you've ever had. Insecure ones, happy ones, nostalgic ones. Don't fight it. The more that you fight it, the harder it's gonna be. For anyone who's walked an old dog, it's kind of like when you're trying to jog and they're kind of pulling at the leash, like, can we just walk, please? You're finally kind of forced to slow down. So you realize that, oh, okay, this is actually really lovely. I don't really need to go for a jog right now. Don't resist the darkness. Anything, really welcome it during this time. It's a great opportunity to kind of get into feelings, emotions, thoughts that you usually don't have time for or that you usually don't want to deal with. When something reveals itself, that's such a good opportunity to just grab it. Otherwise, it's going to go down deep into the ocean again. There are so many different ways to do that. Number one is just accepting it and saying, well, I love myself anyway. And you know what? Everything's in alignment. Journaling, writing down your little nuggets of wisdom. You may be like, oh my gosh, I always attract this kind of person because of this. Write it down because you're going to forget it. And maybe in a week's time, you'll go back, read that and reflect on it more and really heal big parts of yourself that you usually don't have access to. Number four is just be cautious of making long-term plans and signing contracts. Again, Mercury is all about logic, information, contracts, and technology. So I've already mentioned it before, but flights getting canceled and plans getting canceled is so normal during Mercury retrograde. There is this kind of peace and acceptance that I gain from Mercury retrograde when people cancel on me or plans don't go the way that I thought they would, just because I'm like, oh, Mercury retrograde's in motion. It's okay, except it's not meant to be. This doesn't mean that you can't make long-term plans or you can't sign contracts, but just be cautious, just be really aware. As I was saying in the last tip, if you're feeling anxious and you feel like your mind's not right, don't be booking a flight during that time. You're gonna book the wrong date. Don't be signing a contract. You're gonna be signing to the wrong thing. So it's not really a time to be super spontaneous in those areas of your life. Let's use an example. Let's say you really want to move into this house. You've fallen in love with the house. Go and inspect it. Then go and inspect it with a friend who's unbiased, who has their own set of eyes. Read the contract. Have a friend read over the contract. Meet your landlord. Meet your neighbors. Do your homework. Don't just sign onto a contract willy-nilly during Mercury retrograde. And that really opens up opportunities because on one end, you may be like, oh my gosh, the neighbors were so bad. Or you might realize that your neighbors are the exact people that you needed to meet and they offer you this $1 billion job. Either way, Mercury retrograde is asking you to do things slowly and more particularly than you usually would. And it always leads you to exactly where you want to go if you follow that flow. I left number five last because I do want to talk about this a bit, and it's accepting the seasons of life. Mercury retrograde is finite. It's only a small period of time, and accepting that and working with that is a really great way to exist as a more organic piece of this massive life puzzle. We have our weather seasons, females, we have our monthly seasons, and even in each day we have seasons. Emotionally, we have seasons. We wake up really happy and then in the afternoon we're really down. If you force yourself to go on a first date when you're feeling really down, how's that date gonna go? Girls, if we're on the most painful day of our cycle and we force ourselves to run a marathon, how well are we gonna be doing in that marathon? Mercury retrograde is just another season to work with. Accept it. Accept that information, logic, communication, and technology isn't gonna be fully working your way. Let it evolve. It needs this time to slow down. You need this time to slow down. You can use it to your advantage. You can find more detail, more beauty, more opportunity in life if you work with it. If you don't work with it, if you resist it, you're gonna have so many complications. You're gonna wonder, what am I doing wrong? Why is life doing this to me? Life isn't doing anything to you, honey. You're just not working with it. That's not to belittle how difficult it can be to release and let go and surrender to this process. Even yesterday, I misplaced my phone, technology, communication, logic, and I hadn't done that for a very long time, and I was out as well. And I just got into so much panic that I lost my peace, I lost my presence. I was like frantically looking around, like, where's my phone? Where's my phone? And if I had just gone a little bit slower, I would have realized that I'd just left it on top of my car. My awareness was telling me, like, slow down, just take a deep breath. You're gonna find it. I was driving back to the food stores and I was like, did I leave my phone here? Da, da, da. That frantic energy, that go, go, go energy just wasn't aligned with Mercury retrograde. So it was like, look, your phone's like literally right above your head. If you just slow down, you'll figure it out. So I came back to my car, took a really deep breath. I was like, where's my phone? And then I opened my eyes and there it was in front of me. And yes, it stayed on top of my car while I was driving. That's the second time that's happened in my lifetime. So a little lesson there for me. That about sums up my Mercury retrograde video. I hope it finds you well. I hope it helps you. Please write these tips down. Have them with with you as you move through Mercury retrograde. Even if Mercury retrograde turns out to be all mumbo jumbo, you're still learning the beautiful art of patience, conscious action, and calm. You're also allowing for so much space for more clarity to come into your life, and you deserve that. We all deserve that. If you guys have any more questions about Mercury retrograde, please leave them in the comments or DM me on Instagram. I have many more tips up my sleeve and may do a part two along the way. Thank you guys so much. Keep it slow. Work with the seasons of your life. I love you guys so much. See you in the next video.